And today, on the podcast, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Titus Ferguson. Titus Ferguson. Titus Ferguson. Your name is a thing to behold. First, let's talk about your first name, Titus.
Oh, yeah.
You're Titus, huge, a titan among men. Ferguson, obviously of the Massey Ferguson family, strong like the tractors. Titus.
I need you to just follow me around and introduce me, Sean.
Titus, it would be an honor, Titus. So, Titus, tell me, you're a man here in London, Ontario, a scion of the social media, a force to be reckoned with, a retraction. But what I really want to know, what people really want to know about you, Titus Ferguson, what they want to know is, what do you fear most, Titus? What keeps you awake at night?
Wow. We're starting with the deep personal questions.
We don't mess around, Titus.
No, you're getting right into it. What I fear most, I fear not living up to that, the booming introduction that I've received. Not meeting those obligations that...
Oh, but Titus, you have. People fear you, Titus.
Oh, well, then I fear that they fear me.
They wait on you. They wait for your attention, Titus. You have to know this.
Well, I'm flattered that I have that image and that I've been able to do something to cultivate it.
Titus, tell me about PodCamp London.
Yeah. PodCamp London, 2011, third year. The first two being astronomical successes, and hoping to replicate that again this year. A unconference in the style of having no plan whatsoever.
What is this unconference thing? I'm a little. Yeah. People will want to know this.
Yeah, so unconferences are just like you'd expect. It's a conference in name only. What happens at an unconference is that the participants, people like you and I, get to decide what happens. So if I was to go to another normal conference, normal in air quotes, were to attend one of those events, I would be handed a agenda and a booklet perhaps, maybe a notepad and a pen, and then I would sit in a room or maybe multiple rooms and I would listen to people who may or may not have anything useful to say. And that's a normal conference. Now, an unconference, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. You show up at a space, and then you are said to, what do you want to learn about? Do you think you have something to offer? If so, get up, talk about it, share your knowledge with everybody else. So it's a completely open format. You decide what takes place. You decide if you want to speak or if you want to listen, if you want to be spoken to or if you're going to engage with people. And then there's also a number of laws, so to speak, one of which is called the Law of 2 Feet. Which says that if you're in a session or you're listening to somebody speak and you realize that they aren't saying anything useful to you, you are invited, albeit encouraged, to get up and to find another session or to create your own or to meet somebody in the hallway and talk to them for a while.
So really, it's a conference. It's kind of like a conference based on hippie principles or maybe sort of anarchist principles.
Let's say libertarian, though.
Libertarian, that's a fine word from Titus Ferguson.
But you're right. It is kind of commune-esque. It's kind of free-form, free-loving conferences. You know, there's nothing set in stone. There's an agenda, but only as much as it, you know, kind of dictates when lunch is. But it's all fluid and flexible and driven by everyone else there. No keynotes, nothing formal.
Titus, people are waiting. Actually, mostly my listeners are waiting with bated breath, and my listener is actually my mother, is waiting with waiting with bated breath to understand why it's called PodCamp London.
Yeah. So PodCamp actually is a term that came from a number of guys in Boston, Massachusetts. And what it is, it's camps are a style of unconference. If you could think even more informal, bar camps and demo camps. And bar camps, as you can imagine from the name, took place in bars and public houses. And they're just a chance for people to get together and share some ideas. So we have the camp, which is just an informal gathering of people. And then the pod comes from podcasting, or exactly what we're doing now. So it's very meta to talk about it. But so pod from podcasting and camp from bar camps combined together to form an event, an unconference around podcasting and social media and digital media and the like.
Cool. Now, I'm glad you explained that because, frankly, I couldn't. So thank you. Thank you, Titus Ferguson. The next thing I want to know about is the UnLab.
Yeah. So we took this unconference and that prefix un and said, well, what if we apply that to more than just conferences? What if we apply that to collaborative workspaces or to social enterprise or groups of people working together for a common good? And so from that, we built the UnLab and UnLondon. And what that is an unapologetically a hackerspace. That's the UnLab. It's a physical room or lab area where people get together and in the style of doing things differently, experiment, try things out, build things, record podcasts, build websites and applications, hack Roombas into robots, and just engage in general mayhem. And so the UnLab is fittingly a space of great importance for PodCamp, and you'll see it profiled during the day.
So, Titus, I hear in the background a little scratching noise. You have to admit to us once and for all now that it's actually your manservant scrubbing your shoes with a little toothbrush. Isn't that true, Titus?
Well, you're right. I wish that he was quieter, and as a result, I may have to replace him, but you're right. And what you also don't hear is my maidservant who is serving me grapes as well as I recline in my parlor.
I will bid
them farewell.
As it should be. Titus, today you tweeted something interesting. You tweeted that you logged into your UWO mail account for the first time in years.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you find?
Now, it was interesting. So I went to the University of Western Ontario in London, Ontario, Canada, where I spent my adolescent years learning the various facts that are to learn. And as a result, I was graced with a UWO mail account. And like most Western students, I don't think that I really used it much, having already an email account prior to my attendance. It wasn't really much use to me except for university-related correspondence because professors and the like would not receive communication from any other email provider.
The professors feared you, didn't they?
Well, they did. They did, although they thought that I somehow could take down the entire network just by receiving an email from, say, Hotmail or Gmail.
They recognized your power from young formative years, didn't they? They knew the power that Titus Ferguson has.
You know what? I think they did, John. I think that before even I realized it, they did. So
that's amazing.
But so logging into my email account, I discovered a Turnitin email receipt dated from 2004, which was I don't even know why I saved it originally. But I still had it, and it's interesting to look back at email from almost 7 years ago and see that it's still there. I know if it had been a paper copy, it would have been faded to yellow, but it was still as fresh as the day I received it.
Fantastic, fantastic. Titus, you work at a place called Retraction.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about Retraction.
So what we are is a digital agency, which is a fancy way of saying we build websites and online applications, email marketing and digital marketing for all sorts of clients, ranging from small nonprofits to large multinational corporations in their quest to ever grow their online presence and to better engage with their consumers, constituents, and fans. So we are a full-service shop with a full suite of creative talent, strategic talent, and developer talent.
I'm all over. I'm all over. Titus. That's fantastic, frankly. Frankly, that's fantastic. I know, Titus, here in London, Ontario, that you're heavily involved with media and social media, and you do some workshops and a number of things like that. Tell me, how do you see London social media moving forward?
Very great question, Sean. I am of the opinion that London, Ontario leads the pack in social media use worldwide. And I don't think that's a bold claim to make, but I think that...
From you? No, people, it's not a bold claim to make. No.
Because I should know. You should know.
You're Titus Ferguson.
Well, I think that if you look at the active people in this city, both on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and blogging, and wikis, and the like, we have a very engaged group of people from such a wide range of backgrounds and personal histories. I think while we might not have the same numbers in quantity as we would see in a city the size of Toronto or New York, I think our per capita usage is higher, and they're more engaged than in those places. And so what I see in the future is that continuing to grow, and the what we might call the next big shot in social media, the shot that will be heard around the world, so to speak. I can see that coming out of London, out of events like PodCamp, the Unlab, and companies like Artraction and others that exist in the city.
Now, Titus. Mm-hmm. Titus, there are names that come to my mind, great men in history. Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, Gandhi, great, great men in history. None of which really have anything to do with you except for one thing, Titus. Except for one thing, and that is that you, Titus Ferguson, you, like these men, are very clever. Tell me, what is the cleverest thing you did today?
Oh, the cleverest thing I did today.
And it better be good, Titus.
Oh, I think it was this. The cleverest thing I did today was before I ate my afternoon snack of a homemade muffin, I heated it up ever so slightly in the microwave. And so it continued to have the flavor as if it had just come out of the oven. I think that was the cleverest thing I did today.
Absolutely astounding. Heating a muffin in the microwave. I stand in awe of you, sir. I stand in awe.
I appreciate that.
Titus. Titus, yes. Ferguson, now, you in this city, you must have some people that you admire, that you go, that's somebody I want to have lunch with. Who are some of those people?
Oh, people that I would have lunch with in the city of London that I don't normally or can't already have lunch with, I assume?
There is no limit on this. You choose.
No limit on this. Oh, who would I have lunch with? I mean, there are the people that are my friends that I've been able to be introduced to and have met through social media. I think of men like Kevin Van Lierop and the workhorse that fine man is. And if you get a chance, Sean, you should very much interview him for all that he's done.
He's on my list.
Excellent, excellent. Adam Kaplan as well for his insightful both knowledge of art and of history and his strategic mind and his ability to just be graceful in any situation.
But let's face it, Titus. Adam yes. has nothing on you. Adam Kaplan has nothing on you. He's a nice man. But frankly, well, he's a pale shadow next to Titus Ferguson.
He is a little paler, but he does burn easily. Those people I know, and I already have the opportunity to eat lunch with them on a regular basis, if I were to wish to. I think I would be interested to have a meal, to break bread with some of the academic leaders in this city, the president of UWO or of Fanshawe, to sit down and to talk to those gentlemen. I think that would be an interesting lunch.
I think that Howard Rundle, president of Fanshawe College, would dance a little jig if he got to have lunch with you. He would dance like a little girl, Titus.
Well then.
Moving on. Titus, if you could have any superpower, which superpower would you have, Titus, and why?
Oh, I think that I would wish for the superpower of flight, just for the ability to soar through the air without a care. It would alleviate driving issues and congestion that is out there. I could rise above the earth and see things from a 30,000 foot view, so to speak.
But Titus, you already do rise above, and you do see things from those perspectives. But the commuting angle
is
very, very clever.
I think just being able to not have to deal with trains, I would pull up to a crossing guard or a train crossing, and I wouldn't have to worry whether or not I would be there for 5 or 10 minutes. I would just fly above it.
Yes, the trains in London, Ontario are frankly the bane of my existence. And I have to tell you, I spoke quite sharply to the CN people just this last week about the trains.
Oh. And where did you find opportunity to do that?
They have a 1-800 number at the tracks.
That is a public service. I think you're going to need to make that available to people.
Yes, I will. I will make that available because you asked. My next question for you. It's kind of a racy one, Titus. So hold on. Hold on tight. Titus, what is your favorite swear word?
Oh, I love, because this is, my Scottish background with the last name of Ferguson. And I have always enjoyed the ability to swear in other languages. And so while this isn't very racy or that bad, but the Gaelic phrase Pog Mahon, which essentially means kiss my ass.
Pogmahone
has always been a favorite of mine, mostly because it rolls off the tongue so nicely and sounds like a compliment, but it is in fact not.
Now just to wrap up this little tete-a-tete between us, Titus Ferguson, the last thing that I ask my guests to do is to sing a little song with me. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, and I want you to sing along with me, for Titus Ferguson.
I will definitely try.
Okay. We're going to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but you have to sing it like a little girl. Ready, Titus? Here we go.
All right.
One, two, three. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Home stretch now, Titus. Up above the sky, so high. That's right. Like a what, Titus?
Diamond.
In the what?
In the sky.
Well done, Titus. Let's keep going. Twinkle, twinkle, little what?
Star.
That's right, star, Titus.
How I wonder what you are.
The dulcet tones of Titus Ferguson.
Oh, excellent.
Titus, it has been an honor and a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
And I hope to be in touch with you soon. And don't forget, folks, PodCamp London 2011, this weekend. Where can people find out about that, Titus?
PodCampLondon.com.
PodCampLondon.com. And Titus, if people want to follow your words of wisdom, what's your Twitter?
My very humble and simple name, T-I-T-U-S Ferguson.
Excellent. Titus, thank you so much.
I thank you as well, Sean.
I want to thank you for listening today to my interview with Titus Ferguson. This is Sean Quigley, signing off. Good night, and Godspeed.